This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, November 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's state lines. State scientists go on strike. Farm Bill extension passes House, and ag leaders hope to move quickly. More bad news in federal climate assessment. State scientists go on first ever strike. Members of the California Association of Professional Scientists, or CAPS, go on strike today and through the rest of the week. It will be the first walkout in the union's 40-year history. After 3 years of bargaining since the last contract expired, CAPS has not reached a deal with the Newsom administration over a new one. It claims the pay for state scientists has lagged 30% behind their counterparts in similar government positions and is pushing for double-digit raises. CAPS President Jacqueline Tkatz said the union is, quote, tired of this administration's delay tactics and woefully inadequate offers at the bargaining table. The next meeting with the administration officials is on November 28. Farm Bill Extension Stopgap Spending Bill passes House. A stopgap government funding bill that includes a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill easily passed the GOP-controlled House yesterday, that after Democrats more than made up for the desertion of hardline GOP conservatives who were not happy the legislation included no spending cuts. The measure would extend funding for some departments and agencies, including USDA, to January 19th at the fiscal 23 level. Most departments and agencies would be funded until February 2nd. You can read the full report at agripulse.com. Ag panel leaders insist they want to move quickly despite the extension. Leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees insist they'll move ahead as quickly as possible next year to write a new farm bill, but they've effectively given themselves until the end of next year under the farm bill extension that easily passed the House yesterday as a part of the stopgap spending measure. House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson says the committee will continue to work with USDA staff and the Congressional Budget Office on crafting key provisions for a new bill. The House will continue to do its due diligence, he told AgriPulse, that after the 336-95 vote on the stopgap bill and farm bill extension. He has said it will be January at the earliest before the committee moves the legislation. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow warns that the prolonged appropriation process, which now is going to extend into February or beyond, could delay work on a farm bill. But she told reporters yesterday her committee could go forward with a bill without waiting on House Ag. Keep in mind, neither committee appears to be close to an agreement on some issues. That includes changes to commodity programs. It also makes a hard deadline for lawmakers to cut deals on the more difficult issues. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Western Caucus members seek answers on WOTUS. Members of the House of Representatives of Western Caucus are lending their voices to an effort by industry at about half of the states in the nation to get EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers to trim back their definition of waters of the U.S. Following on the heels of new lawsuits that challenge the agency's attempt to comply with the Supreme Court Sackett decision, 71 caucus members, led by Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington, have written to EPA and the Corps in an attempt to find out how they plan to implement Sackett. Courtney Briggs of the American Farm Bureau Federation, who also is chair of the Waters Advocacy Coalition, said in a caucus news release that, quote, when given the opportunity To deliver clarity long sought by the regulated community, the federal government instead chose to push forward with a revised WOTUS rule that is mired with vague terms and ambiguous language. Among the questions posed by the lawmakers, how will core offices interpret the phrase relatively permanent waters? AFBF and other trade groups filed an amended complaint in Texas on Monday, along with the states of Texas and Idaho. Two other farm groups, the North Dakota Farm Bureau and the Cass County North Dakota Farm Bureau, filed an amended complaint in North Dakota, along with 24 states. More bad news in federal climate assessment. Yet another report has issued dire warnings about the impacts of climate change on the world, that including agricultural productivity. The federal government's national climate assessment said extreme heat and more intense wildfire and drought in the Southwest are already threatening agricultural worker health, reducing cattle production, and damaging wineries. Sustainable agriculture practices can help. Crop production could be more resilient to climate change if soils were healthier than at present, but the speed with which such transformation is possible using an agroecological approach remains unknown, the report said. Future water availability has a major impact on soil health, and forecasting this will be a challenge. Lawmakers seek better accounting of specialty crop trade barriers. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden of Oregon and now top Republican Mike Crapo of Idaho yesterday unveiled new legislation to compel USDA and USTR to provide a more comprehensive and detailed annual report on all of the trade barriers facing specialty crop exporters. Representatives David Valadao of California, Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, and Susan Bonamici of Oregon will be introducing a similar bill in the House, Crapo said in a statement. Wyden said, quote, the world is hungry for grown in the U.S. blueberries, potatoes, wine, and other produce. But all too often our farmers and producers are stymied by unreasonable blockades in foreign markets. Our bipartisan bill will help rural Americans by identifying unfair foreign trade barriers and creating specific plans to cut through that red tape. The Senate bill, the Specialty Crops Reporting on Opportunities and Promotion Act, it's co-sponsored by Senators Jim Risch of Idaho, Maria Cantwell of Washington, Susan Collins of Maine, and Angus King as well from Maine. Finally, here's today's She Said It, and then the last piece, I Totally Lost My Mind. That's Allie Forsyth, Environmental Planning and Permitting Manager at the Sites Project Authority. At the Public Policy Institute of California's annual water conference yesterday, Forsyth was explaining the three key components to building a 21st century reservoir. Sites will be carbon neutral and protect fisheries in the Sacramento River. The third piece, which slipped her mind, was that sites will have the most comprehensive water quality monitoring of any reservoir of its size. The authority's board will grant final approval for the proposal on Friday. Well, that's AgriPulse Daybreak West for this Wednesday, November 15th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.